Provocative missile launch from North Korea. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Kim Jong-un's government sending a missile flying over northeast Japan.
People scrambled to get to shelters and train service in some areas was cut off. That missile believed to have landed in the Pacific Ocean. Reuters reports Japan's defense minister is saying his country won't rule out any options, including counterattack capabilities, as it looks to strengthen its defenses against Pyongyang.
Fox's Jill Nato, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan reaffirming the U.S. commitment to the defense of Japan and condemning the launch, South Korea's military heightening its defensive posture, and pointing out that Guam is in range of the type of missile that was fired. President Biden promising more federal aid to Puerto Rico on Monday after visiting some of the areas that were ravaged by Hurricane Fiona 2 weeks ago.
The people of Puerto Rico keep getting back up with resilience and determination. Quite frankly, it's pretty extraordinary when you're looking from afar. And you deserve every bit of help your country can give you. That's what I'm determined to do, and that's what I promise.
The president will travel to Florida Wednesday to view some of the damage done by Hurricane Ian, some of the southwest Florida barrier islands still uninhabitable.
This is the south coast of Sanibel Island. There is complete destruction in every direction. Some of these houses were simply blown off their foundation, 50 or 100 yards. Others are flipped upside down. Others, the roofs and the windows, the sidewalls, all blown off. Already at least 4 people dead, but search and rescue operations continue here. And officials say the island is not safe for residents. Power has been shut off, water has been shut off, and the causeway has been shut down as well. It's partially destroyed by the storm. And that's going to be the key test of whether or not this island rebuilds.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, America. He is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Pentagon confirms it carried out an airstrike in Somalia over the weekend that killed Abdullahi Nadir, the leader of the Al-Shabaab terror network. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting in Bogota Monday with Colombia's president.
Secretary Blinken's chat with Colombian President Gustavo Petro addressed shared concerns to both nations. One of those issues is illegal drugs. Blinken says decreasing demand is one step. Another is to enhance enforcement.
Interdicting drugs that are moving on the seas by boat, as well as enhancing even more our intelligence sharing to go after those who are responsible for drug trafficking.
President Petro called migration concerns and the security agenda the essence of the discussion between the two leaders. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has begun its new term, hearing oral arguments on the Clean Water Act Monday. The justices also decided they will take up an Alabama redistricting case that could force the state to create a second black-majority congressional district. The court will not hear Oakland's antitrust case against the NFL for the Raiders' move to Vegas, or Mike Lindell's appeal to stop a billion-dollar defamation suit against him by a voting machine manufacturer. In response to the enactment of recent restrictive abortion laws, one provider says they're going mobile.
Planned Parenthood announces plans for a 37-foot RV that it says it's turning into a mobile abortion clinic. That Planned Parenthood says will stay in Illinois, though travel close to the borders of adjoining states that have banned abortions. Following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, the announcement after a surge in abortions in Illinois, where the procedure is still legal. Planned Parenthood says its first mobile clinic will begin handing out abortion pills by the end of the year, and plans to allow for first trimester abortions in the mobile clinic by next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.